the safety group, they may have a chance to take the biggest leap of any position group that the Texans have out there.
Yeah, I think about it like this. The transition that they've made from, let's say, year one of D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud, right? So two years ago to now, where their safety combination was, what was it, Jimmy Ward and Jalen Petrie, something like that. So you go from...
And then it was, what's my man's name who went to Jacksonville?
Eric Murray.
Eric Murray was in there.
But think about it, just starting from Jimmy Ward and Jalen Petrie a couple of years ago to where you're talking about an aging Jimmy Ward and a Jalen Petrie who's really miscast and playing out of position. Yep. To now, two guys that you didn't have on the team at all at that point, and of course C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who you just got, and then Kalen Bullock, who's somebody that you just drafted last year, but also somebody that has emerged as a real playmaker in this league, even just as a rookie. So to me, they have just upgraded that position. And then, by the way, they still got those guys, save for Eric Murray, they still got those guys for the most part. We'll see what happens with Jimmy Ward, but you know, they still got Jalen Petrie. They still have some safety depth on top of the fact that, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kalen Bullock are the guys that you're expecting to make plays for you now. So I just feel like they've upgraded the position to a large degree just over the last couple of years, and I am expecting them to take that next step. I think that it's different from the cornerback position and different from the edge rusher position in the sense that you already got the high-end guys, either all-pro or all-pro-level type of guys at those positions. You're not sure about that yet because Kalen Bullock is so early on in his career. And then, you know, of course, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has just been a good player for a long time. But that certainly could become the case. And I think they've upgraded that position to a large degree. So it's kind of an underrated sweet spot.
How good do you
strength
think,
for them?
How good do you think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is?
I think he's a known commodity. Honorable mention is probably right there with. Like, I wouldn't say he's a top 10 safety. I think that's probably overshooting it. But, I mean, I know a lot of what he brings is like a, you know, aside from being a really good football player, but it's like an energy and an attitude. But on top of that, man, he is a solid, flat-out football player. So, like, he's not a top 10 guy, but right outside of that, I think, is where he is.
It's an upgrade over
It's an upgrade over Eric Murray, certainly. It's an upgrade over Jimmy Ward. It's an upgrade, honestly, over anybody that's played that position for them. Save for probably Kalen Bullock. So, and even he is somebody that is developing and hasn't quite figured everything out yet. So, yeah, I think this is the best safety that they've had in probably in a long time.
I think Kalen's got a chance to be.
Oh, you know, he can be a star. This is a dude that could get you eight interceptions.
Yeah, I think he's, because, you know, in that position, if you get seven interceptions, you're going to be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. And this is what he's been doing. This is his player profile, his scouting profile, even coming out of USC. Like, not a perfect player, but got a knack for the ball, athletic, obviously long and rangy as hell, and just gets his hands on the football.
Yep.
And that showed up in his rookie year.
Yeah, and we've heard from D'Amico saying he's improved his tackling. I mean, he got five interceptions last year, you know, and at times a part-time role and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Also trying to figure it out. Where he got taken advantage of a couple of times, I bet that improves this year. Like I said, man, I think this group has a real chance to like leap and just say, oh, wow, there you go.
Honestly, man, it was something that we didn't talk a lot about this during OTAs and minicamp, but it was one of the things that stood out to me was, so Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter are kind of a tandem. You don't really too much see one without the other, right? And just the way that they were moving and the sort of confidence and the energy that they were out there with, everything that I was hearing from them and about them, how they went about this offseason, not like guys that were rookies last year, but like guys that have been in the league for 6 or 7 years. Now, everybody talks like that in the offseason. Everybody kind of builds each other up. But you really kind of sense that they're like, you know what, we were just playing last year off of instinct and ability and talent. We hadn't really thought the game through yet. We didn't really fully know what we were doing. We were just kind of wide-eyed and bushy-tailed last year as rookies. This year, man, I'm expecting both of those guys to take a tremendous leap, and so that's going to really impact the safety position with Kalen Bullock, I think, having that year under his belt, man. I'm excited to see it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they got good corners, which will allow them to even take even more chances to go along with that pass rush. That is going to help them immensely. All right, No top 10 safeties as of yet, but I think next year they potentially will definitely have one. All right, I told you fellas, I'm not really, I tell myself I hate lists and brackets and things like that. Tyler knows this. This fruit bracket has had me in a damn chokehold. Like this, I am just flabbergasted, and I am in pure belief that they've made this list, and whoever voted, I believe they did this to just create controversy, because I just cannot believe they believe some of this. Yeah, I just can't.
I mean,
shout out to Jenkins and Jones, and they have done it. I've seen a lot of people roll with it.
What is a bracket with no controversy?
Absolutely. If like in your mind right now, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in too. If you had to create a fruit bracket, the best fruit, you had 4-1 seeds, what would those 4-1 seeds be?
Ooh. These nuts.
I think they're outrageous for a couple of them. That was, I don't think the nuts are a...
not a fruit.
Not a fruit. Yeah.
My bad, Matt.
I think they're insane. I just want to throw a couple out there to you.
Some of this doesn't make no damn sense.
If I were to say to you, off your head, off the top of your head, Tyler, banana. What seed do you feel like banana would get?
Oh, I feel
four,
like...
Four regions, eight seeds.
Eight right. seeds, four regions. Nanner's got to be a one.
Oh, no. No way.
No, but don't just think for yourself. I hate banana.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I like it, but I wouldn't... But I think
you would have it as a one?
I wouldn't have it as a one.
It's a five seed. I think that's a little...
No, low. That's low.
Horse.
That's low, yeah. And, that's low. I just want to tell you what you're dealing with. That's why I said, think about... The 4-1 seeds of fruit. They've got banana as a five seed.
Disrespecting the potassium on a Thursday.
Yeah, there's no way a banana is a five. Just by name alone, it's a two seed.
Champ said he's got banana as a 4 or 5 seed.
What?
It's at the least a three seed.
Champ's four seeds are lime, lemon, strawberry, pineapple.
No.
Get up. As the one seed?
As this one seed.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, mine would be pineapple. Cherry, strawberry, grapes. Pineapple is winning.
I love
this is actually pointless because pineapple is winning.
It has some other cool effects too.
Okay, thank you. I know, swingers. I love pineapple too.
I was thinking something.
I love pineapple, but I don't know that I would throw it as a... I mean, it'd be a high two-line seed for me. I mean, here are their one seed. Pineapple is a one seed for them.
It's got to be.
Orange. I would have orange as a one seed.
Cool.
That's a fair one seed.
One seed strawberry. I think that's fair.
I'd be probably more towards two or three.
I would have him on the one line. And then peach.
That's ridiculous.
Peach? That is stupid.
Peach over cherry?
That is stupid.
What about apple? Where have you guys gone with apple?
The fact that apple isn't a one seed is
apples
ridiculous.
Apples is McDonald's. I mean, apple is the goat. I got an apple in my bag right now.
Yeah.
You can get a green one. You can get a red one. You can get one of them yellow ones.
Must have been freaking communists that put this bracket together because apple is number one all day.
Yeah, apple is crazy. They got grape as a three seed on here.
Yeah, no, grape's got to go higher.
I'm a fan of the grapes too.
Yeah, grapes. I mean, come on now.
One of my favorite.
Somebody texting, where's water?
Get away from you, man.
Where's
you can
watermelon?
Eat about 30 grapes before you know.
Somebody texting, where's watermelon? They got watermelon in the 4-5 matchup against banana.
Come on.
Watermelon and banana is the 4-5 with a peach as a one seed. Kiss them all my ass.
Yeah,
this has had me in a tizzy.
This is dumber than that year they put Ohio State in the college football playoff when they played like three football games.
If you like peach more than watermelon, do you even deserve fruit?
No.
Like you should be...
Bet the Astros medical team likes peaches at number one.
Here are the two seeds. Blueberry. I can understand that. I don't like blueberry.
Blueberry
but I feel like it is very used. Cherry is a two seed.
Yeah.
No pits.
Apple is a two seed. Just insane how anyone could look... And they got apple in that. I'm treating this like it's a turn. Yeah. They got apple potentially having to meet up against Orange in the regional final. Yeah. And that is
well, what was Apple's strength of schedule?
That's like Duke and Kansas having to run into each other in the regional final.
Yeah.
And then they got mango. Oh, mango can kiss my ass.
Dude.
I hate mango.
Oh, I can never eat mango again because whenever I went to Haiti, they served mango with literally everything. Mango comes with every meal, any meal, every day, all day. So I ate a crap ton of mango on that trip, and I cannot even look at them.
See, I like mango as a flavor, but I don't need the actual fruit itself. You can drop some mango in something.
You like a mango margarita?
Yeah, I can go with a mango margarita, but like an actual, like I'm going to eat a mango like I'm going to eat an apple or a grape? Nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Or a pineapple? No, I'm not doing that.
Someone texting, where's Plum? Got it on the 5 line. And I can understand that. Plum is higher for me. I didn't like bananas, so I would do a lot of plums during two-a-days to try to help with the cramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
I'm good with the plum there.
Y'all ever have one of my most favorite delicious summertime treats? You ever snack on some frozen grapes?
Frozen grapes?
Yeah, man.
My daughter loves them.
My grandma taught us that growing up.
She has been doing it here lately.
So good.
Yeah, I'm with you. One seed's coming in. Cherries, apples, bananas, and oranges.
Yeah,
I would switch strawberry in for cherries, but I can understand. A lot of someone texted.
See, I like me a strawberry cherry concoction. Bring them both together.
Together. Somebody said, what are the 8 seeds? All right, the 8 seeds are tomato. Going up,
I was
going
to ask about tomato.
Going up against orange.
Oh, they're so losing to orange.
Asian pear against pineapple. Boysenberry is the 8 seed against strawberries, and then date is the 8 seed against peach.
I don't know nothing about the Asian pear, but I know the pineapple is demolishing it.
I'll be honest with you. I think avocado as a 7 is really low. I would pick, cherry's a tough matchup for him, but I would think about it.
Who were the first 3 out?
Avocado would be out for me. It wouldn't be on the bracket.
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
Oh, I love avocado.
Everybody I know does. I'm the only person that says this, but I don't get it.
I love avocado.
It's a super fruit.
Don't understand
it. Love them. Yeah, this thing has had me over and over again, and I apologize for pushing that to you. All right, Jake Myers is down, but the Astros, they had to play the game, and immediately it got worse with back-to-back home runs to lead off the game after Jake got injured. But they end up losing 4-2 last night, and they got swept. Even though old Walter pitched pretty well in his 6, the Astros did lose 4-2 and got swept.